Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
You know, exercise can be used for a lot of health benefits, but can it be used as an antidepressant? Can exercise actually help you with clinical depression? Well, our expert certainly seems to think so. She's Dr. Lynette Kraft, and she's the Vice President for Evidence-Based Practice and Scientific Affairs at the American College of Sports Medicine. So, Dr. Kraft, let's talk about exercise as as health benefits and depression specifically. We are a nation overwhelmed by stress and anxiety and depression, and everybody is on Prozac or Xanax or many different kinds of antidepressants. So what happens in the body when you're depressed, and how does exercise change that?
Well, that's a really great question. We know that about 1 in 5 women, for example, are going to experience a major depressive disorder in their lifetime. So as you mentioned, it's very prevalent in our society. One thing that happens in the body with depression is that the neurochemicals, the neurotransmitters in your brain, become altered. And that's basically the way that our current antidepressant medications work. They alter things like serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine, things that regulate mood, sleep, appetite, all things that are disrupted with depression. Well, we have some research to suggest that exercise may do some of the same things by altering these neurochemicals in the brain when you exercise on a regular basis.
Wow. So, you know, regular exercise obviously has been proven to help with self-esteem, which, you know, if you feel stronger, you feel more fit, you're going to feel better. It also strengthens the heart, so you're going to feel again stronger and all that. But it can reduce stress and anxiety and feelings of depression. So how does exercise do that?
Well, it's interesting. You know, so one mechanism that I just mentioned was this neurochemical process. But something you just mentioned is also very important. We also have data to suggest that exercise helps with things like self-esteem and self-efficacy, or how confident you are that you can bring about the outcome that you're looking for in your life. So particularly for folks with depression who often feel unable to get to the place where they need to be or to do the things they need to do each day, exercise can promote feelings of confidence that they can manage their symptoms of depression. Excuse me. So that's one way that exercise may be helpful as well. So there are proposed mechanisms that are biological or neurochemical, and there are also these psychological mechanisms such as self-esteem. Some folks even think that perhaps there are sociological pathways through which exercise might help with depression. As an example, folks with depression oftentimes don't have great social networks. They don't have great social skills sometimes, or even just the opportunities to interact with other individuals in a very positive manner. Exercise can provide that, especially if it's done in a group or with a personal trainer. There's a lot of opportunity for positive feedback and practicing social interactions. So we're not really clear at this point exactly how exercise works to alleviate depression, but it may be a combination of biological, psychological, and sociological factors at play.
And exercise can boost those brains. You were speaking about the neurotransmitters, but the feel-good endorphins. You know, everyone hears, oh, that endorphin rush and this kind of thing. But those endorphins really can kind of counteract some of the neurotransmitters, the epinephrine, the norepinephrine, and the dopamine, serotonin that you were discussing. So it kind of is a little bit of a balancing act, isn't it?
Well, it's not so much that endorphins counteract those things. We know that with folks with depression, those neurochemical levels are generally lowered. So we want to boost them. We want to boost serotonin. We want to boost norepinephrine. And exercise can do that in a manner that's similar to how antidepressant effects can boost the positive effects of those neurotransmitters. But you're right. We also know that endorphins are released following exercise, and endorphins have long been associated with enhancements of mood and feelings of well-being. So that may be another route by which positive affect is achieved in folks with depression.
Now, as we know, the global initiative by the American College of Sports Medicine is Exercise is Medicine. And we certainly know that exercise is medicine in its own most unique and wonderful way. So, Dr. Kraft, tell us, how can exercise be used as an antidepressant? We are not suggesting that people go off their meds. But when they're talking to their doctors about this, can they at least look to exercise as a diabetic might look to exercise to help regulate their insulin levels?
That's right. That's a really good point. Throughout our conversation today, we don't want to discourage people from taking medication. We know that for some folks, medication is really effective, really helpful, really important. But you're right, exercise can be an important add-on to medication. And so for some individuals, exercise will work as well as medication. So it is certainly a question and a conversation to have with your physician. We have research studies, for example, that have compared exercise to antidepressant medications and found that while antidepressant medications tend to work a bit more quickly to lower depressive symptoms, at the end of the study, at about 16 weeks, exercise was as effective and not different from medication. Now, these are studies that are done in individuals who have mild to moderate depression, and that's an important qualifier. We don't have good studies of exercise in individuals with serious or severe depression. And for those folks in particular, it may be important to get started with medication once you're feeling better, then add in the exercise. But again, this is an important conversation to have with your doctor. We have very few studies at all that show any negative effects of exercise on depressive symptoms. So because of all the additional health benefits, the physical health benefits that come from exercise, it's a really important possible adjunct to add on for your mental health issues as well.
Now, when you speak about the sociological aspects that we understand this is not a completely studied, theory yet, but it's proving more and more itself. So those sociological, if somebody is depressed, Dr. Kraft, how can they kind of take that exercise and turn it into a positive thing? Because wouldn't their reticence to get involved in a group maybe thinking, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this, or, oh, that's going to be too much. Do you know what I'm saying? It could sort of build on itself against them.
Yeah, it's very hard for individuals with depression to probably even imagine getting physically active, number one, and having, number two, to engage with other people while they're doing it. And so, as you mentioned, this sociological perspective is just one theory behind how exercise may help individuals feel better. But I think what's really important to point out is that exercise doesn't have to be social or in a group to make you feel better or to lessen your symptoms of depression. So oftentimes we see that folks will start out with a more individual-based program or maybe just a program with a trainer, and then they'll move towards the group activity or the more social types of exercise. And, again, this isn't a one-size-fits-all for everyone, so it's very important for people to explore what they feel comfortable with, what they enjoy. But the social aspect may be particularly important for women. As we know, in the general population, women tend to engage in more group types of exercise and enjoy that more than men do.
Well, and also as it increases our energy levels and helps with that, you're going to sort of feel more energetic, you're going to feel like, you can really get out and do these things. So all of that kind of combines together now. Dr. Kraft, in the last 30, 45 seconds, give us your really best advice on the health benefits of exercise as its own antidepressant.
Well, I think, just to sum up what we said, we have really good research to suggest that exercise can lessen symptoms of depression. It's effective across a variety of types of patients, ages, genders, severities of depression. And as we mentioned, there are a whole host of physical health benefits that are tacked on to the antidepressant effects. So I think the important thing is to start slow and just start trying to do it and have that conversation with your doctor when you're talking about your depression or your mental health issues.
Well, that is certainly our best advice. Have the discussion with your doctor. Remember, exercise is not intended to replace your medications. However, you might be able to find that you might not need them quite as much as you did. Exercise, what a great antidepressant. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.